This is WBEZ. It's 5:44. Stevenson High School's math team is having a great year. The North Suburban School in Lincolnshire has cleaned up at math competitions in the region and state. Now they're finalists in an international competition that uses mathematics to solve real-world problems. WBEZ's Linda Lutton checks in on their work.
This annual math modeling competition is not about the kinds of problems you might remember from your high school textbook. Nope. Think much bigger. Like this year, students were charged with using math to solve a problem the whole world is wrestling with, the digital divide. How to get the internet to more people. Perneet Rothi is captain of Stevenson's 12th grade math team.
So each year they try to make the problem relevant to current news. And so obviously the biggest thing of the past year has been COVID-19 and doing basically everything from home on our laptops.
On competition day, Perneet's team met at school in a room big enough to social distance and worked 14 hours straight, every minute allowed by the competition. They produced a 20-page paper plus references and an appendix explaining their computer coding. Students didn't know ahead of time what problem they'd be asked to solve, though they did get a hint about a week before in the form of a haiku.
Access to the world, speedy versus quality. What capacity?
That's junior team captain Spandon Goel. His team attacked the problem with multiple types of math.
We used calculus and some equations to model the market for internet.
They used statistics to model how much bandwidth households would need.
And then we also used an algebraic ranking system so that we could see where would be the most optimal locations for placing cellular towers so that we could get internet access to more and more people across the nation.
535 teams submitted responses from across the country and the UK. Just 6 finalists were selected. Both Stevenson's junior and senior teams were chosen, the only Illinois schools. So how do you prepare students to go into a room for 14 hours and solve a major world problem? Stevenson math coach Paul Kim says there are problems everywhere.
For one of our practices, it was just around the time that they approved the Moderna vaccines.
Kim asked his students to use math modeling to figure out how many vaccines would be in people's arms after 1 month, 3 months, and 6 months, using publicly available data. This kind of math isn't taught in high school, Kim says. It requires creativity, teamwork, and teaches kids to come up with bold ideas based on real data. They're creating something new.
If it was a music class, it would almost be like instead of playing the music that is set before us, it's a composition course. Like now we're trying to create music.
There are no single right answers to solving the problem of the digital divide. It's the students' approach judges are looking at. The contest is run by the Society for Industrial and Applied Mathematics. All finalists get scholarship money. Perneet says for him personally, this competition solves a problem lots of people can likely relate to.
Sometimes when you're in math class, it's sometimes easy to think about, you know, how is this ever going to be applicable? How am I going to use this random formula or this random equation in the real world? And this competition really showed me that there is an applicability to what we're learning.
Stevenson's math teams have one final hurdle in this competition. They present their solutions to a panel of professional mathematicians later this month. They'll decide the winners. Linda Lutton, WBEZ News.